Hey, good morning, everyone. It's 7 a.m. Hey, good morning, everyone. Hope everyone's having a wonderful, wonderful day out there. This is John Henry Soto. Today we're going to talk about something that's obviously been, is always a New Year's resolution for millions of people, probably across the world, but definitely here in America, which has to do with eating right, whatever the hell that means. Eating right, eating healthy, and all these other working out. Going to the gym, joining a gym. I worked in the gym industry for many years, and January was a tremendous busy time for us. Slowed down again at the end of February and March, and by the time you got to April, May, then you were out recruiting again some new people because a lot of people just fell off. So there's definitely something there that needs to be spoken about, because one of the amazing things that I find, not that I have the greatest diet. I mean, I do eat fairly well, but I also indulge, probably because I can, because I do eat well, or at least better than normal Americans. But one of the things I find amazing is sometimes how people don't really realize that you can't get around and do things if your body is not, you know, in good shape. You know, you have to really kind of take that into consideration when you're trying to achieve your goals, is how much effort are you putting into your body to make sure that it does the things it needs to do while you're here on earth. You know, it is one of those kind of catch 22 situations, because you're in a position where, you know, the food tastes good, you want to eat, maybe you're using the food to supplement something that you're lacking in your life. Maybe there's something going on there that it represents. I'm not a professional therapist or mental person, but I do have some experience with habits and being able to overcome, you know, challenges. That I have a lot of expertise on, and that's why we're going to be talking about today about a couple of things. I have six things on my list here that we're going to go over. The first thing is eating right. Like, what is that? What does that mean? What does that entail, right? Some people can think, well, eating right is just not eating too much of what you like, right? But let's just say you like McDonald's all the time, right? And, you know, nothing against McDonald's. They've been around for a very long time. They've fed a lot of people. But the quality of the food, you know, I think it's pretty well established. I don't think that this is a secret to anybody. But it is pretty well established that the fuel that you get from McDonald's is not the highest quality. Let's just say that. Okay. And the reason is they have to feed like a billion people, right? So can you imagine if they really cared about the food that they're putting out? That would cost a lot of money, and maybe they won't be the tremendously successful business that it started out to be, right? Because that was the whole point of it when it started, was just good, high quality food. But as you expand, quality goes down. Quality did go down. And the proof of that, you can research that on your own. If you don't think that that's an accurate thing of McDonald's, I don't really care. I'm not arguing, you know, 20 years of documentation and stuff. I'm not going to argue that, but it is definitely something that has to be considered when you're trying to take care of your body. If that is how you think eating right is, you know, like, instead of eating McDonald's every day this week, I'm only going to eat it twice, or I'm only going to eat it three times, you know. Well, it's still, the problem with that is that when you eat food that has very low nutritional value, your body thinks it's starving. Your body, our bodies are amazing, right? Our bodies are tremendous, tremendous tools. And, you know, I worked in fitness in the health industry for basically not like as a health professional, but working with people that went to gyms, basically, and seeing, and I've met during my years a tremendous amount of people. And one of the things that I've always noticed was that when they would eat, or even for myself, eat a good meal, it goes a longer way into providing what the reason the meal is for, which is energy, right? I mean, there's no sense in eating something that's not going to give you the energy that you need. So when you're talking about fast foods and you're talking about low quality foods, sugars, donuts, cakes, all that stuff really is not giving you the proper energy your body needs. It's giving you pseudo energy, right? It's not really real energy. It's just stuff in your stomach that your body has to then somehow digest. The sugars are really, really bad, right? And you know, I love donuts, I love all that stuff, and I do indulge on that, but only because I do it, so I don't do it that often, you know, and because of that, it becomes a treat, you know, which you can enjoy, you know. You'd rather enjoy it than say, you know what, I'm going to eat donuts every day, because then you're just eating donuts every day, you know. There's no real pleasure in that. It's just, you know, what are you doing, you know. So these are some of the challenges when you're talking about what eating right, you know. And the way I look at it with eating right, and you know, you can look at this too, there is a diet that it's called, and I don't even know if it's an accurate name for it, but this is what it's called. It's called the God diet. And it basically just states that if God made it, you can eat it. So this goes for animals, obviously, if you're a meat eater, vegetables, right? And that's pretty much it, right? And those are the two things that we really should be eating, consuming. If it was made in a factory by machines, then definitely is something you should not be touching. Especially a lot of these, some of these products are completely all manufactured with machines and chemicals and dyes and all that stuff put together, you know, candies and things like that. You know, that's just sugars, you know. Like sugar can be a natural thing, right? Because sugar are in vegetables and even some fruits. I mean, even some mainly fruits, but even some vegetables have sugars in them. And that's stuff that I know a lot of people, you know, a lot of companies will extract those sugars and use them to sweeten things, which is an expensive process to do, but can be done. That is the natural sugar, right? Now, of course, these sugars, like high fructose corn syrup, which comes from corn, well, that's highly, highly processed, and it pretends to be a sugar, and the body takes it as a sugar, and it breaks it down really, really badly. And you can do a lot of research on this on your own. You can watch the experts talk about high fructose corn syrup and what it does when it reaches your bloodstream and all those things. That is also taken from corn. So you think, well, it's natural, but it's not natural because it's highly, highly processed. And when you look at it and you see the damage that it does to the body, and you can look across the country and see there are diabetes numbers, you know, it is tremendous. And I did a show on that in the past on the JHS show, where we talked about, you know, sugars and it's just the things that they do to cut corners to make more money, you know. And the reason for it is because, you know, these are publicly traded companies, right? The Food Trade Commission, you know, has the responsibility of putting things out, and of course the FDA as well, putting things out that will not kill us instantaneously, right? That's basically what it is. So if something doesn't kill us instantaneously but does not provide any nutritional value, they'll be like, yeah, it's fine, you know, they'll eat it. and they'll approve it. But I understand that because these are publicly traded companies and they have the responsibility to the shareholders to make more money, right? So if you're in the business of selling coffee mugs, well, then how do you sell more coffee mugs? You know, how do you make more money? Well, you have to sell more coffee mugs, right? How do you do that? You have to promote more. You have to say these are the best coffee mugs that you could ever have. And you go out there and that's how you accomplish and satisfy the shareholders by promoting more mugs. And coffee and mugs are great. So same thing is happening with a lot of these companies that sell these products that contain a tremendous amount of sugar in them and really not no nutritional values. So the body gets fooled, right? The body thinks, oh man, I'm not getting enough from this fuel, from this thing that's supposed to be fuel. I'm not getting enough to really make my body do what it's supposed to do. So I better hold on to whatever fat I have because I don't want to die. The body is an amazing machine, right? It has all these mechanisms to protect it. And our immune systems as well. It's an amazing thing. It kills viruses. It kills... So what ends up happening is when you start abusing your body or your body is not in any shape or you have high blood pressure or you have all these ailments, your body cannot protect itself from a lot of things. That's why this current situation with the virus, people who are, you know, overweight, who are not healthy, who don't eat well, who have an immune deficiency, they're so the elderly whose immune system has been breaking down because because of their age, all these things, you know, they become more susceptible to the virus, you know. So that's another reason why you would want to try to take care of your body, especially during this time. And the food is fuel, right? So this is another thing. This is number two on my list here. When you think about food, what's the purpose of food? There's only one purpose. I mean, yes, it tastes good. It does give you some type of pleasure, but that's not really the purpose of it. The purpose is to give you fuel so you can go on so you don't die, right? And so you have energy to do stuff. So if you eat a huge meal and you have to unbutton your pants and you gotta go, oh, I'm so stuffed, I gotta go lay down. Well, you did not do what the fuel, you did not actually provide fuel for your body in a correct manner, right? Your body should not feel more exhausted after eating. It should actually be energized. You should actually feel like, oh, that was a really good meal. I feel good. You know, I want to digest my food properly. I want to drink some water, you know. But you can't just lay down after. That's what happens during Thanksgiving, right? Because we eat 4 or 5 different types of foods all at once. We overeat, right? That's a pretty given thing. And then, you know, come 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, everybody's passed out from all this food. Some people will say, well, it's the tryptophan, whatever it's called, in the turkey, you know. You could say that it's that, you know, it might be that on a chemical sense, you know what I mean? But if you eat a small piece of turkey and a little bit of vegetables and you're done, then I don't think you'll pass out as much as most people that do during the holidays, right? Same thing when you go to like a barbecue in the summer, right? You know, 4th of July barbecues. It's like, when do you normally sit down in your house and eat a piece of chicken, a hot dog, a burger, and ribs at the same time, all within one sitting? Nobody ever does that. You do that on those barbecue days, and it's sort of like... It's almost insanity when you really think about it. Like, you go to these barbecues and they'll serve you a plate with like 5 or 6 different types of meats, breading, cornbread, corn on the cob, which is horrible for you. All these things are just really damaging your body. Your body is like, what the hell are you doing? And it doesn't give you the fuel that you need. That's basically my point, you know. Okay, so that's the fuel. food is fuel. Just remember that. Food is fuel. Find things that are going to give you the fuel that you need. Now, number three here is options, right? Let's talk about different types of options. Fast food is easy. It's very easy to go out and just get yourself a nice, you know, bowl of bowl. it's easier to go out and go to McDonald's and get yourself a nice Happy Meal, you know, for adults. And I mean, look at the names that they give these things, Happy Meals with a toy in it. I mean, it's such a tremendous marketing trap. But it's convenient, right? And so when you don't have a lot of options, your options are you have to cook at home, and God forbid some people don't like cooking, right? Or they can't cook, you know. They use that excuse, right? You know, I can't cook, you know. Well, you can cook. Everybody can cook. You just haven't really tried to cook, you know, or maybe you don't like to cook and you want to use the excuse that you can cook. You cannot cook. Of course you can cook, just like you can do everything else. You know, you learn how to do things, but there you do them for a reason. So that reason has to be strong enough for you to go out and learn how to cook, right? So you have to be able to know, okay, this is something that I'm passionate about, that it's good for my body, it's helping me work better, work more. So that has to be, I have to find the right options that are going to give me that, right? If you're lazy about it, I'm just going to go get this because, well, I'm just going to order out. I'm going to order, and we order out. Don't get me wrong. We're certainly not, weirdos in that area. Not that that's being so weird, but we order out as a treat. You know, we'll get, for the kids, we'll get them like chicken fingers and stuff like that. And now I might get a burger, and, you know, my wife will get a Caesar salad or something, but she pretty much always eats fairly healthy anyway. But so that's our indulgement, right? Our treat. Today's Friday. I think that's what we'll do today. Today or tomorrow, we'll do that. So when you are running out of options, right, the easiest thing to do is to just go get the easiest thing, right? So give yourself enough options, you know, at home, you know, learn how to make at least 5 meals that you really like and that you worked out that are good. You know, a little bit of rice, maybe a little beans and a little side vegetable, a little meat, you know, just a small portions of stuff. If you need to combine all those foods, which you shouldn't, but that's another thing. You know, get yourself a menu, different recipes that are quick to make, right? There's a lot of places out there that have these really quick meals where you can make them in like 15 minutes. And that those, you know, find yourself more options to make good, healthy meals. That's number three. Number four is working out, right? Obviously our bodies are machines, right, that have like running water through it, right, which is our blood, and that blood has to be taken care of. It's like the, you know, the whole cliche of your car, right? Your car has an oil that goes through the car, and the oil has to be changed, right, every whatever, or the car will break down if you don't change the oil. So it's the same thing with our blood, right? We have to drink a lot of water. That's also an important thing. You know, we have to be able to get the body moving, make sure that the blood is circulating, because what happens if you don't drink water and you don't circulate the blood is crawling through you. Now, let me preface this by saying I'm not a doctor. So this is all stuff you got to talk to your doctor about and make sure that they give you the okay on what it is you're doing here before I state it. Everything is stated here in the descriptions below. That I'm not a doctor, but speaking from experience, high blood pressure, right? So it's high because the blood is moving so slow, it's pushing through. And with every heart, our hearts pump the blood, right? And it has to push it. That's what our heart is, the pump, right? And it pushes the blood around the body to bring it to the certain areas to make sure that that area is surviving. So if the blood is not moving, it's too thick, you're not drinking enough water, or you're eating really poorly, or you're sick in some way and you don't even know it, the blood's not going to get there fast enough, and it's going to be very, very slow. And that's just going to make your body very tired. And, because it's taking so much energy to try to get your blood to go around to certain areas, and the body doesn't want to die. The body is thinking, oh my God, I'm dying. I got to do something, you know. It just keeps pushing. So working out helps that, you know. Working out helps move the you know, pump, help the heart pump faster, pump more, circulate the blood around the body. And that's a very important thing. So you got to find time to work out. find a partner. Number five here is to find a partner. Somebody. It can be a friend. It can be your spouse, your partner. You know, anybody that's willing to put the same amount of commitment to the working out that you do. Same schedules. Don't force people to fit it into their schedules. Find somebody that you think, or ask people, you know, hey, do you think if you worked out at this time, that will work for you? Because I'm looking for a workout partner, but I want to make sure that the time is good for them. So maybe they're early people. Maybe they like late, you know, whatever the time is. Find somebody that will be with you if you're having trouble doing it on your own, and make that the priority, you know, and be consistent. And it doesn't have to be every day. It can be, you can start off with once a week, literally. Once a week for 1 hour, you're going to go and you're going to sweat and get your body going. And then after about a month, do twice a week, you know, and then do three times. I think three times a week is actually plenty of time to be working out, to get in your body. You don't have to go every single day. I know people that do that, and that's fine, but I don't think it's necessary. But again, there's so much different stuff out there on working out. Find the best thing that works for you. And what you do is another thing. You're going to take a class. You're going to do a spinning thing, a spinning class. Do you want to do yoga? Do you want to just go to the gym and pump iron? You know, whatever you want to do. Find something that works for you and that you can change up and not get bored with. That's an important thing. Number six is the final one is really do more. That's the reason you're doing all this, right? It's not really a to-do thing. It's more of a statement. You know, when you're healthy, when your mind is healthy, when you're you have energy because you put the proper fuel into your body, you do more things. You think more about stuff. You worry less about life. You're more concerned with, you can focus more on being more concerned with things in your environment, maybe helping others. And you're more valuable as a being when you have more energy to do things that matter to your environment, to the people around you. You know, it just makes life a lot more joyous when you're functioning at an optimum level, that you can impact the world around you. And that's really important. So, okay. So that's my, my thing. That's number 10, actually. You know what? I forgot to show it. I'll show it really quickly, which is number 10 right here. Take care of yourself, eat foods that will give you energy, and take good quality supplements if needed. You need to be able to control the body at will and make it do things. Sometimes you might be tired and want to veg out, as some say, but the only goal a vegetable has is to be cut up in a salad and then devoured. Don't be devoured. You got to move. Move, peeps. So moving is important. I hope that provided you some value. I hope you enjoyed it. That is number 10, my final one. So I've done 10 shows so far, and regarding my 10 successful actions, I hope you take those and you like those. I did them in the mornings. I'm going to continue this morning show in a different, with some different topics. I'm going to talk more about spirituality and talk more about work ethic and talk more about life in general. And it might not be on the platforms that I've had them on before. But I'll find a home for the show at some point. And I hope you're all enjoying these and are available to watch them. I want to wish you all a great weekend. God bless you all. Take care of yourselves. Take care of those around you. And always reach for the stars, right? How cliche is that? But reach for those goals and really give yourself a chance, because you do have the ability in you to achieve anything that you want to achieve. You just have to go out there and believe in yourself. And as cliche as all those things sound that I'm saying right now, there is no other way to really say it. You know, it is just that, you know, get your ass up, make it happen, because only you can make it happen. No one's going to knock on your door and make you exactly what you want to be. Only you. So take that and go for it. All right, folks. Thank you very much. God bless you all. See you on Monday. And as always, peace.